All right, you're at the checkout grocery store. There's someone in front of you. You start to put your groceries down on the belt. Now, there's those little divider things, right?
Uh-huh.
How do you place it?
Almost cover the entire belt.
Across the width?
Across the width, yes.
So, you okay. I mean, that's how I do it. And that's how I've seen just about everybody do it. Well,
everybody does it because then the person behind you can start putting their stuff right up next to it to maximize the space on the belt.
All right. Ready for another pointless thing for you to argue about on the internet?
Come at me.
Because there is a meteorologist in Arkansas that says you're doing it wrong.
Listen, you stay in your lane, meteorologist.
How do you position the divider on the conveyor belt? Across the width? Or he suggests long ways down the middle.
No.
To give your
no
groceries some breathing room.
No. The groceries don't need breathing room. Do you see how close they are on the shelves?
It's to trip.
They're literally touching.
It's to trip the sensor and keep a distance from the scan part.
Dear Lord,
and
that is
like,
wasting space on the belt. Look at all of that wasted space. That is wasted space.
And he's like, some of y'all use it as a privacy fence.
Oh, wow.
And of course, over 10,000 comments. And it's just like, it's erupted with people going, yes, you're right.
No.
Or no, this is insane.
Yes,
or
there insane.
Are grocery scanners like checking in going, okay, well, I despise those things anyway, so I throw them underneath my register.
Oh, wow. Okay. But I think they're handy because then that is a very clear marker of clear hint as to this is the end of my order and the start of theirs.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
there's no confusion.
I don't think this is a bad thing to have these little divider things. I think
no.
that the person who is coming up onto the order needs to maybe be the one that's placing it. Doesn't necessarily need to be the person who's getting their groceries scanned at that time.
Exactly. I always grab it when I see that, all right, there is enough space, and then they're clearly done putting all the stuff on the belt, and then
right.
I can be like, there you go, I'm gonna start mine.
There are those people that are a little too eager to put those down.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, I haven't finished taking the stuff
exactly.
out of my cart yet.
You wait for the social cue of them kind of being done, and it's coming down to the wire. They're paying, and yes, their time is over. So then you can kind of just slip in there and start
then I'm
preparing
trying to,
yours.
I'm trying to like cram the rest of my stuff on
right.
between the space that they've given me.
Yes.
And their little divider thing. But yeah.
In that case, you can move their stuff down and be like, hey, I still got some stuff. Sorry. It's never really happened to me, though. Usually
so, anyways,
nice.
This guy...
I have paid for someone's mayonnaise, though. Jumped the fence a little bit.
Oh, all right, well...
Yeah, that's happened before.
But you got free mayonnaise out of... Or not free.
No,
you
we
got
worked
extra
it out.
Mayonnaise. Oh,
nope,
I see.
She just gave me $5 cash, and I just gave her right back to her.
Oh, look at that. There
yeah,
you go.
We worked it out. It was fine. We don't need to fight about this. The meteorologist is wrong. You stay in your lane. You watch the sky. And the rest of us will keep doing what we're doing. If the grocery store comes, we're doing it right.
We'll share this. I don't. Are we going to share it now on Facebook?
We need to share it now.
All right. We'll put it up at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see the right and wrong way supposed or you know proposed by this meteorologist. And
it's blasphemy, really.
Why people are arguing?
It just makes zero sense.
It's
really a space
is.
Waster.
It just makes zero sense. Period. However you do it, does it have any effect on your life?
It does.
All right,
listen,
sorry.
If I see somebody trying to put it the long ways, I'm going to change it.
Are you?
Yes.
Wow. All right. Aggressive. All right. So see it at Ben and Kelly Show. When you have an unlikely meeting and you don't get a name or a number in the moment.
I mean, it could be a stressful situation.
Yes.
You just don't have time to exchange info. What do you do?
Yeah. What do you do?
You do a little typey-typey in mom's basement. You send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Ladies first.
Sure.
We met during the robbery.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So we've got the setting painted for us.
Yeah, all right.
It's a woman for man. I know this is a long shot. I was behind you in line when the robbers came in and shouted, hit the floor! four.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
You were tall, handsome, with earmuffs, and holding some kind of automotive tool.
There at the bank?
Me, I was equally tall, wearing a cute yellow jacket that I just got for a steal, pun intended, during the friends and family sale at Kohl's.
What?
Our eyes met under the desk. You picked up my purse like a gentleman. You raised one eyebrow when you saw the odd spoon that I had shoved in there. Long story. We chatted about how unseasonably chilly it was that day and the drama surrounding the royal family.
Hang on, this is during a robbery?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's hot. Let's just go ahead while we're under the desk, hiding. Let's get to know each other.
Okay.
She sees in the moment. This is what's happening.
Sure.
I would have asked you for your number, but was shy. And besides, the robbers told me not to move.
Okay.
After we lost our wallets, you smiled. I smiled back. I think we made a connection while losing our credit cards. If you see this, please tell me what bank it was and the color of the cute scarf I was wearing that you complimented. Maybe we can get a cocktail. You know, if we get our debit cards back.
Oh, this all went down during a robbery?
Very positive take on what that could have been a very stressful situation.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. It's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Oh, man for woman. This one's titled, You Took a Gamble on a Fart and Lost.
Oh, my gosh. Also a stressful situation.
Also a stressful situation, indeed. We met on Craigslist, so I'm hoping this finds you.
Oh, okay. All right.
I know that it could quite possibly be the most humiliating first date that you have ever been on.
Oh.
But I am willing to look past that.
Oh, that's great.
I thought we had chemistry sitting there at Applebee's, sharing that basket of Cajun tots while drinking the Amstel Light. Oh, wow. I really felt like there was a connection there.
Sounds like it's going well.
Yeah. I found you to be intelligent and witty and look forward to a further conversation with you.
This is great.
At some point in life, everyone has gambled on a fart and lost.
Oh, no.
It just happened to be on a first date in the passenger seat of my car.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Please.
Oh, no.
Please don't feel bad.
Oh, he is so understanding.
The package I sent you with Pepto the next day and the note that said first dates are always a crapshoot, call me, was meant to be funny and not offensive.
I like this guy. I like him a lot.
I have gambled on a fart and lost on multiple occasions. The first time I did, it was very memorable.
Oh, well.
It happened when I was 5.
Okay.
Sitting on my uncle's lap. You see, I'm lactose intolerant, but love cheese.
Yes. Tasty.
I probably win 95% of the time, but I don't think anyone wins 100% of the time, and that's why they call it gambling.
All righty. Oh, I like him. Let's give him another chance.
He continues.
Okay, we're not done.
I'm the last person to judge you for crapping your pants. In fact, I'm impressed by your boldness.
I'm impressed she told him.
The timing, on the other hand, could have been a tad bit better.
A little bit.
Like when you're not seated on a heated leather seat.
Ooh.
What I'm trying to say is that if you want to go out again, I would be more than happy to take you someplace where we can get a meal that is high in fiber and less taxing on the digestive tract. P.S. If you did do that to yourself on purpose to end the evening early, touche.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't think that she would have done that on purpose.
Wow.
I don't think anybody does that on purpose, do we?
Well, I
do
mean,
we?
What a way to submarine yourself if that's what you're going to do.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
listen, I love how understanding he is.
Yes.
And I think the care package really was a plus.
It happens.
For me, I say we give this another chance.
I am hoping for the best for both, actually.
Yes.
Whether you meet under the desk during a robbery.
Right.
Or your date has soiled her britches.
Gastrointestinal distress.
It can be one thing, and that is
Craigslist missed connection.
If they can make it through that, they can make it through anything.
All right, so apparently you have never seen someone like litter pull over, not to confront the offender or to throw the trash away, but to keep it for yourself, right?
No, I have not.
No, you have not, right? This may change you or your thought process on that. It's a set of the bar story, though. So what is that?
That's an example of what not to do.
Right.
Or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without letting a guy named Colin have access to your family's bank account, then you're doing okay. Now, Colin,
why are we letting Colin into our bank account?
Now, listen, Colin's not just some random stranger. He is a member of the family. It's a shared family account. However, this dude, he's 38. He was driving through Eugene, and he decided he was going to take about $200,000 from the shared family bank account and hurl $100 bills out the window Tuesday evening.
Okay, if I saw that, I might stop and take a couple. Like, driving away? Okay.
Yeah, he said he was doing it long enough. Cops were getting calls about it. They tracked him down. They told him that what he was doing was, he said he was doing well and wanted to bless others with gifts of money.
That's fun.
Exactly. The problem was the money wasn't all his.
Yeah, I was going to say, did he run that by the family first?
No.
Oh,
that's why Colin's a problem.
Oh, Colin, you're so generous.
Now,
we appreciate your heart's in the right place.
Yeah, so here are some eyewitnesses.
This guy was driving up and down I-5, dropping out tons of cash.
Some friends called me and said that they got $2,000.
We have one of the people who picked up the large sum of cash, $1,800 worth, pulled over to the side of I-5 wanting to know what to do with the money.
Yeah, so there were some people that were like calling 911 going, hey, what do we do with all this stuff?
Right, like we know it's not ours.
Right.
This person was just tossing out the window. What do you want us to do? Others are just like, yeah, well, I'm going to go shopping.
Yeah, so by the way, if you're thinking, hey, maybe I will take a little gold rush pilgrimage to Eugene, Oregon. Don't worry about it because police said, you know what? The public did a really good job of cleaning up the mess.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the other issue in this, and this is another reason why Colin is a problem. His family says his, quote, decision to spread the wealth has left them broke.
Oh, gosh.
And so they're saying, yeah, I mean, that was kind of...
If you did get some of that, can you please return it?
Right. This was a shared savings account for several members of the family, and we don't, that was it. And so it's unclear exactly how much was lost. The police, though, they can't really do anything to help him because Colin's name is on the account.
Yeah, so it's technically his money. Yeah, so it's with it what he wants.
Yeah, it's a family issue. It's a family issue.
Oh, no.
And so there have been a few people who've come forward and said, here, I picked this up. This is not mine. It's yours. But, I mean, they're going to lose thousands.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
I think this is a cautionary tale above everything else. Maybe we don't have bank accounts with multiple people that can take the money out of it.
Or maybe you think twice about allowing a Colin into your shared family bank account.
That's what I'm saying. But maybe they didn't know that Colin was going to be like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
So generous, we're saying he's generous.
So generous, for sure. So
it sounds like retaliatory generosity.
Oh my
gosh.
Yeah, that's not great.
Wow. That's not like a, hey guys, it was just on my heart. I really want to bless a lot of people. What do you think? It wasn't that situation.
Nope. If you can manage to make it through the day without letting this guy named Colin have access to your family bank account and then give away about $200,000 worth of it to random strangers, you're doing okay.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine what's going on in that family dynamic right now.
Yep, that is setting the bar. We haven't done this in a long time, but a kind of ask us anything segment, all right? Where if there's been any sort of burning question or just a random question that pops into your head about either the show or Kelly or myself, feel free to ask it to us, all right? at Ben and Kelly Show, or you can always text it or call 502-795-1997.
We did put this up on Facebook. Do you want to dive through some of those?
Yeah, sure. We can do this real quick.
Okay, so, Amy Suellen said, what are your favorite books? My initial thought was, I don't read. And then I remembered, I have read a couple books.
Yeah.
Colleen Hoover's Ugly Love and Verity.
Yeah, so I
very
like,
good.
I like the Dan Brown books. Well, I can't think of any of them, but anyways, Dan Brown books.
Simon, he writes good books.
Yeah, Simon Sinek is another author I like to read. The Time Traveler's Wife, you know, it's been made into a series and a movie. Those pale in comparison to the actual book. The book is fantastic. And then if we want to go to like a children's book, one of my favorite children's books is I Want My Hat Back. That's by Alan Smithy.
Oh, I love the crayons quitting.
Yep.
Those books.
Valerie says, who is your favorite celebrity? She asked that as well. Raina also wants to know
that
what our favorite celebrity that we've met.
Yes.
That we've met. And I will say, like, we've been blessed to be in a position where we get a chance to interact with several of, you know, the pop stars and comedians and things like that. Kevin Hart is one that comes to mind. One of my favorite interviews that we've ever done on the show. Kevin Hart. I mean, Chris Martin from Coldplay was one. Ed Sheeran, so down to earth, so accessible.
Yes. I just added that to my answer. Ed Sheeran, when he performed for us in our conference room, was just lovely.
Yeah. And look, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, those two. I mean, you know, some of these huge celebrities have staying power and have longevity for a reason. You know?
Yes.
Yes, their music is popular, but beyond that, they're just, they know, they get it, you know?
Yes. And Charlie Puth also is.
Yeah, he was really good too.
Has always been lovely, but I had a great, like, 30-minute in person conversation, like, at a bar. This was like Derby Week years ago with Jim Caviezel, who was Jesus in The Passion of the Christ and most recently in The Sound of Freedom, which amazing movie. If you haven't yet seen it, go see that one. And then, of course, on the phone, I talked to Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
I did talk to Ryan Reynolds. He was engaged to Alanis Morissette back then, but he promised we were going to move to Utah and he'd marry us both. And then that didn't happen for either.
Amy asks, how do you prep for the show and how much time do you spend a week prepping? What one of the things that we do, like I never think, okay, this is the time that I prep. I mean, there is a, you know, I get in the morning at like 4 a.m. and you know, we kind of go through a lot of the stories and segments that we're going to plan out before the show actually starts, because we want to at least know what we're going to be doing to not waste your time, you know, because we enjoy that you listen and we understand that you don't want. You want us to have our stuff together, right? So
yes, but we kind of never stop.
Yeah,
prepping.
I was going to say that was my whole point. Is like, you know, everything can be a segment or something. So we are always just, we have our brains open and we are always accepting of ideas of like, oh, okay, that could be something that we could take to the show and things like that. So
yeah, like, you know, we have friends in the radio industry. Mm-hmm. We kind of talk, we can get inspired by some of the things that worked for them. I'll scroll on Facebook. A lot of times I'll find the feel-good stories on things that pop up, you know, on my Facebook feed. And we have lots of different sources where we can grab things, and we share a document that both of us can access at any time of the day, and we can add stuff to it so we can see what each other has put in there. And then, you know, yeah, we have the same, you know, show prep services, and we kind of look at the things, and we know each other's brain well enough to where I know what he's going to pick, and he knows what I'm going to, we kind of just naturally agree on everything that's going to make the show. So that makes it nice.
Steven says, what are your zodiac signs? I'm a Virgo.
I'm a Libra.
Ben, what's your most favorite phone tap? Oh, probably. I wish we had this still, but we don't. One of my favorite phone taps was when I phone tapped you, Kelly, when you were getting married. And I
before we were working together.
Yeah,
as a show, though.
It was. But I phone tapped her, and it was, I screwed everything up with your reception after your wedding. And
you called me in the middle of
your
the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah.
Where we were trying to find a missing cake at the moment. So there was already a little bit of a crisis going. And then you're sitting there telling me that there's a completely different menu on tap for the reception the next day.
Yeah.
I had a moment and I said, here, talk to my mother.
Yeah, I know.
I think I handed you off to my mom.
Yep. And then
I couldn't.
I had a little chat with Diane there, so it was good. all right, so yeah, we'll take some more of your Ask Us Anything at Ben and Kelly Show or 795-1997. 795-1997. Little Ask Us Anything, taking your questions that maybe you want to have answers to. Want to get to Bethany's. What's the most awkward story about being propositioned or hit on by a fan or listener?
Oh.
So I was thinking about this. I was like, okay. So this does involve a listener. But
this is back in your night show days?
This doesn't involve when I was on DJX. This involves another radio station that I used to work at. But there was... Oh gosh, now there's more coming to mind. But here's the story I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So I did a night show. It was like an evening show where I got off at midnight. And so I would then maybe finish up some stuff at work, or I would go, and I kind of worked in a college town at the time. Me and a couple friends from the radio station, we'd go to one of the bars and stuff like that, maybe have a couple beers and then whatever, go home. So there was someone at work who was like, hey, we're having a party a little later on tonight. You should stop by after you get off work. So I was like, yeah, okay. And so I go, and I've told this story to my wife a bunch of times too, so FYI.
Okay, you're not going to get in trouble.
No. So I go, and she was there with a listener, and I walk in, and there's a bunch of candles lit. And I kind of look around, and I'm like, where's the party?
Is this a private party?
I know. I was like, what did I...
And wait, so, hit the song where there's some music in the background.
Yeah, so I walk in, and there's a bunch of candles, and it was kind of dark, and like mood lighting and all that. And they're okay. Like, hey, you know, like they hand me a beer. And so I was like, oh, hey, you know. And so I was kind of drinking the beer, kind of looking around going, is there... Like, did
here,
I miss something?
Have a beer or
like,
five.
Like, do you have a... Are we having a party?
Yes.
And then when I realized it was just me, I was like, I gotta go.
I'm tired.
I had a rough day at work.
I'll get on down the road.
I'm just gonna have to... skedaddle here, you know how it is, you know, and all this. So yeah, I mean, that was kind of awkward because, you know, then I had to work with this person for the
You acknowledge after that?
Nope.
We just don't talk about that.
Nope, we don't talk about that. So yeah, right. That was probably one of the more awkward times that I've been propositioned or hit on by a fan or listener.
I was never really overtly hit on, except for we did years ago have a contest on
win a date with me.
And the winner that the audience chose, we went to this movie, Win a Date with Tad Hamilton. It's always years ago, and there wasn't a lot of talking, you know, like one of the runner-ups, we had some mutual friends, and so I ended up going out with him a couple of times. So there's a moment where we were kissing, and then he was kind of like, can't believe I'm kissing Kitty Kate.
That's so cringe and awkward.
A little weird.
That is a little weird and awkward. Like, all right.
So we didn't date much after that.
No. All right, well, this is fun. One last one from Missy. If your boss is reading this, we love the OG local radio morning host. Thank you. Appreciate that, Missy. Ever think about bringing back the Wheel of Dares?
No, Missy, thank
yes,
you. Moving
actually,
on.
Actually, we should consider that for sure, bringing back the Wheel of Dares.
Missy, that is good.
That is good. All right, well, hey, thank you. Maybe we'll do this again sometime, the Ask Us Anything here portion of the show on 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Before we talk to Paul and bring him into this, if you've ever got an issue and you just want the opinion of a bunch of other people, our listeners, you can shoot us a message and we'll toss it out to the group and see what we can do for you. And, you know, thinking about your exes, look, I didn't date a whole lot before I met my wife. And we started dating. We had a long, we dated for 5 years before we ended up getting engaged and then married. But I wouldn't say that I have any sort of animosity towards any of my exes. I even went to one of my ex's weddings.
and saw her get married. So
I had the mom of an ex-boyfriend at my wedding.
Yeah. So I mean, I think having a healthy relationship with an ex is not necessarily a bad thing, but we'll find out what Paul's issue is here when we talk to him here. Hey, first of all, good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. So why don't you walk us through what you wrote us?
Okay. I feel I'm driving myself crazy. So my girlfriend and I have been dating for a while, and she is friends with all of her exes.
Oh.
Like, all of them. And not just friends, not like just Facebook friends or anything, but like friends. Like, she talks to them.
Okay.
And I don't. I don't talk to my exes. All my exes are, they're gone. They're exes.
Yeah, they're exes for reasons.
Right, exactly. So they're not a part of my life at all. And here's the thing. She has an ex that she dated for a while, and he's coming into town, and he's going to stay with her for a week.
Ooh.
And I'm not cool with that. And she, you know, she keeps saying, he's just a friend. That, like, we broke up 6 years ago. He's, you know, just a friend. I'm not cool with it. It's driving me nuts. I'm like, he's staying in your apartment, and he's also single.
Yeah, that would raise some red flags for me. How long did they date? Do you know?
They dated for about 2.5 years.
Okay. Ended it about, what, 6 years ago, you said?
Yeah, 6 years ago. So I don't know if I'm overreacting, if I have anything to worry about, if anybody else, maybe I'm the only one that doesn't, you know, hang out with their exes. I don't know. But it's driving me nuts.
Yeah, I mean, part of me is like, hey, you know what? A healthy relationship with an ex isn't necessarily a bad thing if she and the other person is, you know, if they broke up amicably, and that's a hard word for me to say. but yeah, I tell you what, we're getting a bunch of people texting in, and, you know, I think there are some red flags that are being thrown up, but we'll see what people have to say if you want to just hang out, okay?
I appreciate it, man.
All right, Mike immediately just says, oh, hell no. Yeah.
And Michaela was like, I just choked on my gum. Lisa's, no, heck no, sorry. That is too intimate.
Is it just, yeah, I was going to say, is it just too close?
Well, yes. If she was living with her boyfriend, then he could stay with them, and then he could be there, and that's one thing. But if they're living apart, she's got her own apartment, and then boyfriend's going to go stay at her apartment. Yeah.
Man, yeah, that's interesting.
Amy said, I stayed friends with my ex, and now I have a 14-year-old son.
Oh, all right.
With the ex.
Okay. Things could happen if left unattended or unsupervised, according to Amy. Okay. I don't know if anybody listening has a ex who they've been friends with for a long time, and they realize maybe they dated, and they realize, no, we're not good as boyfriend, girlfriend. Maybe we're just better as friends. And it's worked out, and they're together. I don't know. Maybe we need to hear from you guys, because everybody so far on our texting line is like, no.
Shut it down.
502-795-1997. We'll take your calls, your texts, your comments coming up next.
So Paul has an issue because his current girlfriend, he's dated a while, has been friends with her exes, including a guy that she dated for a couple years, about 6 years ago. And he's coming into town and going to stay with her about a week. And he's all like, I want to put my foot down and say, no, all my exes are exes for a reason. I don't understand this.
Most of the peanut gallery seems to be on board with that.
We knew almost instantaneously when our text line just lit up with people going, no, red flag, no, that
my husband is doing the same thing too.
Yeah.
He's like, oh no, dude needs to stay at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah. I mean, don't, you know, like, I, and it's even my own reaction. I'm like, that's a red flag. I'm like, man, that is just a little too tempting. You know, even though you may trust her, they're in the same apartment. I mean, it's like that. Yeah. I mean, even if you had the most trust in the world, that's still a tough pill to swallow.
Angel, that's going to lend more fear to that, saying, "Hi, I'm Angel. I just want to say any boyfriend I've ever had and still friends with, I always still got with them again. So basically, we just became friends with benefits."
Ah, okay. Yeah, Taylor writes on Facebook, relationships are about respecting the other's boundaries. If that's how you feel, she should respect that.
Yes.
Okay, so Sandra, you are friends with all your exes. Tell me about that.
Well, I have exes. I have two or three exes that I'm still friends with that I actually associate with. And my current boyfriend actually associates with them, too.
So I think maybe you're saying make sure that the boyfriend, Paul, is around these exes so he feels comfortable with them?
Yes, he feels comfortable with them.
Okay, Sandra, you do you. I like that. I mean, I think it'd be tough for me, but all right, I like it. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Hey, Chanel.
I just separated from a current girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But it had nothing to do with my ex. But I've been friends with my ex for almost 30 years. And when we were together for 10 years. And we basically decided what you guys were talking about is that we're better off being friends. Mm-hmm. And when we decided to break up, we had a conversation that said, we both said we want each other in our lives. We love each other, you know, that type of thing.
Just not that way.
Right.
Right. So did that, let me ask you, did your friendship lead to any sort of issues with, you know, the people that you dated after?
No, because when I dated people, I made it clear right off the bat that my best friend in life is my ex.
Okay.
And there's nothing between us, and I just laid the ground rules right off the bat. And if they had a problem with it, then they can just move on.
All right. Thank you, Chanel. Kathy writes in and says, you know, this happened to me recently. My boyfriend's ex-wife came to town, stayed at his house. So I stayed with him, too. Now I know why they are divorced, LOL. I'm confident with myself, and now it has brought us actually closer because I realize he's just a nice guy, letting her stay there while her mom was in the hospital and his ex is crazy.
Brittany had a good point. This should be a no-brainer. Let the ex-boyfriend stay at the ex-girlfriend's apartment and the girlfriend stay with the boyfriend. Otherwise, big nope.
That
so she
is.
She comes and stays with Paul.
Okay.
And ex-boyfriend stays in her apartment alone.
Yeah, you know
what?
Genius. That's a better plan than I think what we came up with, which was all three of them stay together in her apartment, which is weird.
That's a little cozy.
That's a little bit weird where, yeah, who knows the living, you know, situation there, whether or not she has enough bedrooms or what, but.
Amy suggested that too. Like, that's kind of a genius way to kind of get around the whole thing, other than like sending him to a hotel, just like, hey, all right, you can give up the apartment. And then maybe if she does want to still keep the ex in her life as a friend or whatever, that anytime she spends time with him, Paul's got to be there and he gets to know the guy. And then, yeah, maybe he gets a little bro out of this. He gets a bestie.
Maybe. If you want to see the myriad of posts about this situation, you can head over to our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show, and you can get yourself reacquainted with the situation or even leave your own there at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, so let's give away some prizes. Fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Haley calling us from Hillview. Hi there, Haley.
Hey, good morning.
Hey there, good morning.
Hey.
Haley has brown hair, drives a Camry, is in sales, and is in a complicated relationship.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, that sounds like a whole other segment.
Well,
it's a good time.
Yeah, okay.
Well, no, you know, Kelly, I mean, we have a little bit of time to...
I don't think we have that kind of time. I don't think we have that kind of time to dissect why it's complicated.
We have a little bit of time.
We don't have a little bit of time.
We have a little bit of time. So, Haley, blink twice if it's because you are talking to two or more people at the same time.
Stop it.
Oh, no. No.
See, that's not why it's complicated. It's fine.
Okay, so what else could it be? Maybe it's the fact that this person doesn't know that Haley has affection for this person. And that's why it's complicated, because Haley hasn't told this person about her true feelings.
Haley, you can just let Ben just make up his own storyline. You can. It just,
that sounds
it's fun.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay, we're going to go with that.
Haley, hey, do us a favor. Turn down your radio real quick, because I don't like to hear my own voice when I talk. So it's all good. While you're doing that, let's speculate on more as to why Haley's relationship life and love life is a little bit complicated.
We don't have that kind of time.
Maybe.
Oh, Lord.
She says, oh, Lord.
What other scenario are you going to concoct?
Maybe it is because she is the other woman. The other woman in a relationship.
She shot that down. That's not happening.
Well, again, she's blinking, so I don't know if I told her to blink twice if any of this is true. So we don't know, Kelly. She could be blinking.
She's not the other woman. Let's play the game.
All right, fine. All right, Haley, it's Little Kid Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
Oh, you're going to hear three stories from other people. And you have to figure out, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
Got it.
All right, here we go. First one.
I ate 2 boxes of snack cakes while walking through a Costco.
Goals.
2 boxes of snack cakes while walking through Costco?
That sounds tasty. Oh.
That's a drunk adult.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like yes, because if a kid can down 2 boxes of snack cakes, that's impressive.
My mom, when I was a kid, she used to put me in the cart and she would go and get a box of those like vanilla cracker wafers type things. Yeah. And she would hand me the box to just shut me up throughout the shopping experience. I would eat the entire box because hashtag chubby kid. And and when we'd get to the checkout, she would literally buy an empty box of vanilla wafers. So,
all right.
I mean, Costco sells bulk sizes. I can't imagine a child eating a bulk size family.
This is true.
Excellent point.
This is true. All right. So, Haley, you're sticking with drunk adult. Kelly, you say drunk adult.
Yeah.
All right.
I was a drunk adult.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right. Drunk adult. Sure.
I had been drinking all day. We stopped at Costco to get some munchies to take home. Uh-huh. The manager intervened after following my trail of wrappers and forced us to pay for the snack cakes on the spot before asking us to leave.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Hey. The trail.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, a little trail in case you get lost. Costco is pretty big. All right. You're 1-for-1. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I stole a tractor and drove it to Walmart to buy more donuts for my friends.
Wow.
I mean, there's a theme emerging with the snack cakes and the donuts.
Oh.
Wow.
I don't think there's a good answer for that one.
No, it could go either way.
I mean, I don't want to say drunk adult, but where did he get the keys and the tractor and the money and the
Haley, isn't there a drive your tractor to school day still like in Nelson County or something?
I feel like yes. Henry County. Is it Henry County?
Henry County, remember. Maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm going to say little kid.
All right, you're saying little kid.
I feel like little kid too, because they're like, you know what? I need to get there and I can't drive mom's car.
Oh, is that what you're thinking?
Yes.
All right, so both of you saying little kid.
Yeah. A little kid.
Yep.
Yep.
Little kid was right. You got
probably grounded.
I grew up in a small town and there were frequently several tractors at all times in the Super Walmart parking lot.
All right. Simple enough. Last one. So far, you are perfect, Haley. Well done. 2-for-2. Here we go. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
So was I a little kid or a drunk adult? I tried to kiss a donkey and it ended up biting me on the nose. I ended up with stitches.
Tried to kiss a donkey.
What?
Ended up with stitches.
Yeah, I tried to kiss a donkey.
Did you say
need love too?
A donkey?
No,
like
kiss.
Kiss.
Like mwah. And then the donkey was like, argh.
Oh, maybe drunk adult.
Yeah. I feel like that's a drunk adult thing to do, right? Like, oh, look at the cute donkey. I need to give him a kiss. Yeah.
Ooh.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
Yeah.
For a perfect score.
I was a very drunk adult.
Oh, look at that.
Very drunk adult.
Look at that. Well done, Haley.
I thought the donkey was feeling me. I tried to hug her for a photo, and she wasn't feeling me, so she bit me.
Oh, my God. I thought the donkey was feeling me.
What? No, ma'am.
So she's like, you know what?
Vibing.
Selfie. Let's do a selfie.
What's up, hot donkey?
Hot donkey. Haley, congratulations. You are perfect. Yeah, well done. Good luck on your complicated relationship.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for participating in our show this morning. We're going to ask you to hang on just another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, now Ben just really wants to get the full story off the air.
Off the air.
He's going to spend the next 20 minutes talking to her about her complicated relationship.
So, Haley, all right.
If you just hear a bunch of songs playing and then maybe some dead air, you'll know what's happening.
All right, little kid, drunk adult there on 99.7 DJX. It's time for a stupid fact of the day. This is where we... you know, find random things on the internet, and we are like, you know what?
Sounds true. Let's run with it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, stupid fact of the day. Probably something good, especially if you travel and you fly in airplanes.
Okay.
If you wear the color red.
Yes.
When you fly.
All right.
That could make your travel day smoother and less anxiety-inducing.
Why?
Also could get you extra snacks.
Extra snacks if you're wearing red?
Yes!
Why
so
is that?
So many benefits!
Why do we need to wear red? Why is that? Why is red doing all that?
So the idea is that red subconsciously makes people think that you're more important or of a higher status, so airline staff may be more attentive to you, and red also might even attract more favorable treatment, like giving you a little seat upgrade or maybe some extra peanuts or snacks and drinks. Yes, studies are there to back this up.
Who is studying that, though?
Not necessarily even unique to air travel.
Okay, who has been sitting over in the corner watching the people in red? And are we watching the people wearing the other colors, too?
Yeah, obviously.
Because maybe that's true for people wearing blue.
Red is genuinely associated with perceived attractiveness. Red can impact alertness and reaction times.
I mean, it's a bold color.
So if you want special treatment from an airline staff, probably worth testing.
Okay.
All right.
How long did we study this? Was it just a creepy guy in the corner saying, "Hey, there's a bunch of red people getting some extra snacks"? Is that what I need to? I need to do a deep dive into your research. I don't know if I believe it. Like what?
All right. Who thought you just be a normal person who's not getting any special treatment? I will. Roll the dice and wear a little red and see if
you're
that actually
wear all your cardinal gear.
Yeah, why not?
Anytime you travel and see if it gets you. All right, now listen. If you don't get the special treatment you're expecting, are you going to cause a fuss? Like, listen, where are my extra snacks? I'm wearing red. I read a study that says you're supposed to treat me special.
So if you're tucked away, you know, when you're flying, just make sure that the flight attendant can actually see your red when they come around with their pretzels.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
So you sit up real tall.
Yeah.
So that they can see your U of L sweatshirt.
Yeah, exactly.
And give you the extra snacks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
This is one of the dumbest things I've heard you say.
Stupid fact of the day. That's why it's a stupid fact of the day, Kelly.
Okay. I don't know. We're going to use the term fact in quotes. I'm not sure.
You know what?
I doubt the research.
You know what? You can question the research back in coach. And I will be and I will be enjoying my extra bag of peanuts in first class.
Upgraded.
That's right. All right, there you go. That is your stupid fact of the day here on 99.7 DJX. All right, Megan rolls in. Remember when Paramore was so emo? I want to hear Misery Business, TBT. Yeah, we got you.
That's a tone we're setting. We're emo. We're angsty.
Throwback Thursday is on 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Swifty Kim rolls in on text and says, "Hey, how about Ariana Grande Side to Side? Oh, it's been a minute. Okay. That's what we like. Songs we haven't heard in a while. That's the whole purpose of this bit.
Sassy.
All right.
Sassy.
All right. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. And no, we don't play the entire song. That's not what we do here on 99.70 JX.
No, Jessica from Recycle Floyd County said, Throwback Thursday! Bring it on! Hope you guys are doing well! Have a great week! That's all she wanted to say.
Abby Hassenpepper rolls in and says, hey, been a hot minute since I put in a request. How about Sugar Sugar? Ooh, like that. All right. Okay. Setting a little vibe here, setting a little tone. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. It's Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Play back to back to back to back to back to back.
Oh, my goodness. Who needs to hear Dark Horse?
Zoe rolls in and says, overslept, running late to work, but I'm not even mad because I get TBT. Can I get Dark Horse, Katy Perry?
All right.
Yeah, hashtag bangers only zone. That's what we're doing here, all right?
Don't come at us with anything less than a banger.
All right, Throwback Thursday. Let's rave. There's no going back. Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.70 JX.
Hi, Ben.
Hi there.
I don't know if you'll actually play it or not, but I have not heard the Supersonic song in forever, and it never gets played, and it doesn't get enough hype.
Supersonic.
It's a great song, okay? Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You're right. It has been a minute.
I have been listening to you for 15 years. She's the least you can do is play one oldie from, you know, our day instead of, you know, the younger generation.
She's earned it.
We're JJ Fat, and we're here to rock. Yeah. Times like ours can never be stopped. See, it's three of us, and
this is
going to
be education for a lot of people.
Def, see, the J is for just, the other for jamming. The F is for fresh, A-N-D, Def. Behind the turntables is DJ Train. Mixing and scratching is the name of the game. Now, here's a little something about nosy people. It's not real hard, it's plain and simple. Baby D.
I throw back Thursday.
Listen.
Look at that. That is a throwback throwback
on
99.70 JX. People noticed something when we played that JJ Fad song. None other than
Fergie.
99.7 JX.
Listen up.
Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Joy rolls in. Hey, too lazy to come up with a grabby text request. You know, something that grabs our attention.
Right. So she's just like, listen, I'm just going to tell my song.
Just throwing out a banger song idea for Aaliyah, Try Again. So, yeah, you know what? This was a banger.
Exactly.
We'll give that to you, Joy. And I understand. Sometimes the brain doesn't work that fast.
It doesn't have to have a lot of flair if it's a good song.
Throwback Thursday.
What would you do to get to me? What would you say to have your way? Would you give up or try again? If I hesitate to let you in, now would you be yourself or play? This ain't a yes, this ain't a no.
Aw, banger right there. Aaliyah, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Stephanie, Zoe, and Stephanie need to hear Beauty and the Beat.
Okay, yes!
Young Money!
Yes!
Oh, this is a straight in-your-face heater. Justin, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.70 JX. You're in the middle of Throwback Thursday. This is where we take songs that you request. We toss them on the air that maybe you haven't heard in a while.
Oh, Kelly from Crescent Hill. I don't know about you, Ben, but I'm in the mood for some adjacent requests. Let's go!
Adjacent requests.
Yeah, they're just poking the bear. They just like when you get upset.
Yeah, listen.
You start retaliating and lashing out.
That needs to happen organically.
Okay.
All right?
All right, so you need to be offended by somebody's request?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it needs to happen organically.
So far, not offended.
No, we're fine.
All right.
Ashley, Amber, right here. Throwback Thursday. Megan, your Fallout Boy, now on Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. A bunch of songs you haven't heard. Play back to back to back to back to back to back to back.
Ellie, does anyone remember He Loves You Not by Dream?
Oh, yes.
Why, yes, we do.
Yes, sitting in my room, doing my homework, and this song comes on, and I think about the girl that I like.
Oh, that's really sweet. She doesn't like you back.
Yeah, I'm taking petals.
So sad and tragic.
Throwback Thursday.
have to turn homework in with my pencil being stained by the tears.
Oh, that is just so sad.
It's Throwback Thursday here on 99.70 JX. Catherine Crestwood says Santana and Chad Kroeger Into the Night.
Ooh.
I'm going to say no, but...
Oh, it's an adjacent request.
It did remind me of Santana Smooth, which is a straight fire banger.
That's
all
an
right?
adjacent request.
All right, Throwback Thursday.
Reverting back to my 14-year-old self with a headset mic doing the dance moves in the video in my car in my driveway because I refuse to go inside yet.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Oh, got a text for Pieces of Me by Ashley Simpson. Let's all lip sync it together.
Yeah.
On a Monday, I am waiting.
That's one of the most awkward moments on Saturday Night Live stage.
It's legendary, isn't it? The little hoedown dance that she did.
Yes!
It was kind of like she was outed as lip syncing.
Yes, it's the thing legends are made for.
It is. Look it up, kids, if you missed it.
Casey, Unwritten, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Oh, I saw this come across and I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Ja Rule, Ashanti?
Of course we do. Yes, we do.
Remember Ja Rule couldn't break an egg with his bicep? He's so masculine and strong.
Still impressive.
Throwback Thursday, DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Text from a listener. Come on, Ben, hook us up. My first request, Nickelback Baby.
Uh-oh. Now listen.
You know my love for Nickelback.
It is
you
intense.
Do.
Yes.
And it's not even.
But are you intense. Going to do it, or are you going to, like, pull a move and do an adjacent?
I mean, this is close, right?
It's not close at all. What is this?
It's 50 Cent.
That's not even in the same room.
Talks about money.
Not in the ballpark.
50 Cent, Nickelback.
No. Oh, my God.
All right, Throwback Thursday. On 99.70 JX.
Shout out to Maggie and her mom running late, but they don't care because it's TBT.
Yeah. By the way, Christina was the one who wanted Nickelback,
uh-huh.
And I played 50 Cent instead because hashtag money.
Yeah. Listen, first request, she was massively disappointed.
Yeah, but she said her name was Christina, so we'll play Christina. Okay. So there you go.
Still not her song.
Doesn't matter.
It's not her song at all.
It's all good.
It's nowhere near her
Listen,
song.
We've given her two. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Elise rolls in. Avril Lavigne. Yes.
We're ready.
Yes.
We're ready.
Injected into our vein. No, don't do drugs,
don't
kids.
Do that. Don't no,
do
that's drugs. Bad. That's bad. That sounds bad.
Throwback Thursday. Stay in school, too, also. Throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday.
On 99.70 JX.
Listen, Kayla in Jeffersonville is going through it right now.
What's she doing?
I have a teething, clingy 10-month-old and an 8-year-old that doesn't want to put any pep in his step for school. Can I get Party Up by DMX? Because I really am going to lose my mind.
All right, listen. We're running late here, so maybe just a taste. Throwback Thursday.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Up in
Aww.
Here, up in
what
here.
A sweet song.
Y'all gonna make me go
Throwback Thursday on 99.70 JX. Yes, it goes kind of fast and in your face for from about 8:30 to about 9. That's when we throw it back.
Yes, no, I know. We're getting some text messages. It needs, which it was an hour. Because yeah. I need to extend my TBT joy. We get it.
Listen. If it were an hour, you'd get annoyed. And it wouldn't be fun and it wouldn't be special anymore.
What I'm hearing from you is excuses. I'm hearing nothing but excuses and that probably a little bit too much work for you. Pushing all the buttons.
Oh, I know. Buttons.
And then coming up with different adjacent requests because you don't like what they were tossing out at you. That's a lot of work for your brain.
Listen, I just help steer it in a way. Help steer it in a way that is mass appeal for everyone.
Mass appeal. So, again, what I'm hearing translation is when your request sucks, we change it. Is that what I'm hearing?
Throwback Thursday. Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9 here on 99.7 DJX. Have you gone out of your way to get a gallon of gas or take advantage of a good deal on gas and end up driving further than you would have actually saved?
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, and it's funny because I've started because my inner monologue always goes to, oh, that's 5 cents cheaper. Oh, that's 10 cents cheaper. I'm going there.
Yeah, that'll add up.
Oh, that'll add up. And then I have to force myself to do the math and go, okay, so if I'm putting 20 gallons, let's say, in to my car, what's 20 times 10? Okay.
Well, I never go that far.
Yeah.
If it's significantly cheaper, I'm like, trust me. I'm just telling myself, trust me, it's worth it.
Yeah.
But, I'm not bothering doing the math.
But that's how I resist to do it because I'm like, okay, it's only like $2.50.
Oh, that's how you talk yourself out of it?
Yes,
oh.
Yes. And I'm like, I'm just going to get gas here. It's going to be fine. I'll be fine. So what's the furthest distance you've gone for a deal? My daughters, they're moving into their first apartment this summer with a friend. And they've slowly, and you know, we've slowly, over the past few years, kind of been gathering, keeping furniture and getting furniture and stuff like that for their place. So we realized they didn't have beds and they weren't going to take their bed from their bedroom at our house because, you know, if they come back to the house, whatever they want, they need a place to stay.
Right? Sleep. Sure. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, my daughters are kind of looking. They find some mattresses at IKEA and, you know, they're like, hey, they're only like, you know, a couple $100 for mattresses, brand new mattresses. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's probably comfortable. I'm like, okay, sure.
If they're fine with it, though, I'm not going to go spend a ton of money.
I know. And that's what I was, you know, kind of justifying to myself, you know, hey, you know what? It's going to be good enough for you. You're fine. You know, and so the problem is, you know, if you know, closest IKEA is up north of Cincinnati.
Yeah, it's a bit of a drive.
Yeah, so legit, over the weekend.
You did not.
Sophia and I jumped in the car.
No, you did not.
We drove to about 2 hours up there, spent 10 minutes at the IKEA, drove 2 hours back.
Now, wait, did it fit in your car?
Yeah.
Is it one of those that was rolled up in a box or something?
It was. Oh, okay. So there were two of them because, you know, Isabel and Sophia.
Yeah.
And we put down the back seat to the van, tossed them in there. They fit perfect, shut it up and said, all right, well, do you want to go into IKEA? Nope.
Nope. Let's not make it worth our while.
No, let's just
get
go.
Some other deals. No, we just want these deals.
Let's go. So it was about 4 hour and 10 minute trip for a deal on two mattresses.
Okay.
That was my furthest, I think, I've gone to take advantage of a deal.
And no other place in town was going to have a mattress for the same price range? None? Zero?
For a brand new mattress?
Yes.
I don't know.
You didn't take the time to shop around to see if there was a place closer than over 2 hours to get? Seriously?
To be fair, I made them buy it. So they were the ones doing the shopping. And so they were looking, you know, they were looking on all these places like, you know, the Purple website, the Mattress Firms, the
you
Sleep Outfitters, all that stuff.
On Amazon, they'll bring it to you in 2 days for that price. I wish you would have consulted me because we literally got both of our kids the same purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And we did not spend, I think we spent like $236.
Well,
and they brought it to us.
Maybe next time that's
it
what
was
we'll
magical.
Do. Maybe next time that's what we'll do. Who knows? But yeah, that's the first. And as I'm talking, I think I actually picked up a piece of furniture from someone in Cincinnati off Craigslist. But it
you went to Cincinnati. Cincinnati Craigslist?
Yeah, but it was.
There are people around here too. Listen,
not for this. Not for this furniture. But,
oh my God!
But
I redid my daughter's bedroom off Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah,
I got a bed for like $300, a bunk bed for $300, a dresser for $60, and yeah, I mean, sure. It was magical.
Sure. No. I'm not saying that we've never looked local for this sort of thing, and we've gotten great deals local. But my point of the whole conversation is, what's the furthest distance you've gone to get a deal?
And my point is, you need to consult me more often. Like, did you tell your wife you were doing this?
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
She didn't stop to say,
hey, she was fine.
Did you shop around or look on Amazon or around here? No, she didn't suggest that.
Natalie says, you know, same kind of distance, but there's also an IKEA up in Indianapolis for those of us across the river, LOL. And IKEA is always worth the drive. Yes, I will say that is a magical store. And if that ever comes to Louisville, I feel like it'll have a Publix-type frenzy surrounding it.
1,000%. Yeah. I'm kind of surprised they haven't, like, jumped on that.
There's
plenty of space.
Got another message from a listener who said, I drove 3 hours once to buy a $30 used car part for my Land Cruiser.
Shut up.
You know what?
I don't know what it typically costs, but that sounds like a really good deal.
Maybe it was. Maybe it was one of those. Maybe he searched Facebook Marketplace up in Columbus, Ohio, or in Nashville or something like that. Was like, hey, you know what? I could get this. This, I got to go down and get it. That's funny. Another message from a listener. When flip phones were cool.
When they were the only thing out there.
When flip phones were cool, I drove 60 miles south to get the one I wanted. It didn't even have a camera on it. I love that phone. Later, I bought an unlocked version, and it's my backup phone now.
Oh, wow.
That is funny.
That's great stuff.
I mean, you say that like flip phones aren't cool anymore, but man.
They're totally cool.
Those were banging. Like when everybody had the Razor, whoo!
Oh, listen, I had my first one was the Motorola, the gray kind of mini brick one.
Oh.
You had to pull up the little antenna.
Oh, yeah.
Flip it open. Yeah, it was $5 a month.
All right, I don't know if you've got a story to share about the furthest distance you've gone for a deal, but 502-795-1997. If you want to be subject to the wrath of Kelly shaming you for trying to go out of your way to find a little bit of a deal.
Have we learned a lesson, though? To look around, shop around first.
Kelly, if I did, we wouldn't have a segment right now. All right? If I were any different, this would be a different segment.
Oh,
all right? Maybe that'd be good. Lordy. Maybe that would not be. Who knows? But it is what it is. So because I decided to take my daughter up to Cincinnati, north of Cincinnati, because I found a couple mattresses at a good price.
I didn't think to just comparison shop to find a comparable deal around town where you didn't have to drive over 2 hours.
Let's not worry about that.
Okay.
What's the furthest distance you've gone for a deal? Got a text message from Brian, who said about 20 years ago when selling cars on eBay first became popular, I got an amazing deal on an Acura. I booked a flight to New York, took a cab to Long Island, picked up the car, and drove it 12 hours back.
Wow.
I actually still have it as a backup. It has over 300,000 miles on it, so I definitely got my money's worth.
Holy cow.
Impressive, sir.
That is amazing.
That is impressive.
Journey.
Also, he said his wife has several aquariums, and she's gone to Cincinnati, Nashville, even Cleveland for a good deal on an aquarium.
Really?
Craigslist. See, Kelly, sometimes you can't get those things around here, and they can't be delivered to you. You got to just go get them.
Really? I'm going to just say, well, then I don't need that.
You just got to go get them.
That's too much.
Aaron, what's your story?
Hey, so on New Year's Eve, I actually drove from Louisville to an hour south of St. Louis to pick up a collectible doll and drove back in the same day.
Wow.
To get
a collectible doll?
Yes, because it was about an $800 doll, and they were selling it for $100.
Oh.
Oh, that's a pretty good deal.
So that was a one-day trip. I'm just driving. Did you have anybody keep you company, or was this a solo trip?
No, my best friend went with me, so we like stopped at all the fun gas stations along the way, and
yeah, make it a trip.
Girl's day.
Girls yeah. trip. I love it. It. Now, I love was it. Here's the other risk, though. Is it exactly like they presented it was going to be, or was it a little
it
haggard
was even
looking?
Better.
Oh, it was even better. No, oh, good. Even, oh, yay.
Because yeah, it was an American Girl doll, but it was an old retired one. She had all the boxes and all the outfits and everything.
Oh, like that.
Worth it.
Like that.
Yeah.
Aaron, thank you for calling in and for making me not feel so bad.
Cincinnati's a day trip. Come on. We do that all the time. Like,
that's right.
We'll just be like, we're going up to Micro Center for filament or something. Let's just meet balls and come home. I mean, what's the big deal?
Love it. Love it. Yes. Yes. That's right. Aaron, thank you. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Rhonda said, my husband did the same thing. Look at that. Amy said, my brother-in-law has driven from Indiana to Arkansas for a car off Craigslist.
Arkansas?
Yep. Thinks it was a Jeep Cherokee, and she was like, surprisingly, no one murdered him.
Oh, great. That's always good. Because, again, Craigslist is, at least on Facebook Marketplace, you can see the person's profile.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you kind of know who you're meeting. Craigslist is just good luck.
Well, I mean, we have a segment that surrounds Craigslist just
exactly.
about every week.
And listen, I've spent years selling like a lot of our baby gear I sold on Craigslist, meeting in the Target parking lot, and what? I survived.
Did anybody travel a long distance to buy something off of you? Do you know? Like, man, I got here from St. Louis. I saw
yes.
that pop up on my feed, and
yes.
I was like, I gotta have it.
My orange beetle, they came from Iowa.
Oh,
to
wow.
buy my, remember my orange
yeah, I do.
Beetle,
I
the
do.
Turbo that
yeah.
I had?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. A guy and his daughter came from Iowa because they wanted that color, and I guess they couldn't find it anywhere near
oh,
their part
wow.
of the country.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. See?
Yep.
Sometimes you got to go distances to get a good deal. That's what I'm saying.
I was so nervous. I was like, oh, my God, what if they really don't like the car? Like, I was really, oh, God. It was a lot of pressure
and then
when they were making that kind of effort.
And then at that point, it's like they've driven all this distance, and then they start haggling with you on price, and you're like, oh, man.
Yes, it's like, nope, nope. Price is firm, sir.
Yeah, it's like, you're going to make me turn around and go all the way back?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. With my daughter here who's now crying? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's funny. All right, well, hey, good stories here on 99.7 EJ. So what's the most expensive thing that you bought without your partner knowing? Apparently, $500 Luke Skywalker figurine is not out of the question.
Nope.
Nor is a He-Man, what was it? Something in the box that cost the rent.
Yep, that was a lot. Remember we talked about Patrick's brother who spent $1,000 on a life-size Darth Vader. It was actually $2,000.
Oh, $2,000.
Okay. $2,000 Darth Vader. Wow.
I love it. Hi there, Lee.
Hi.
Hi. So the most expensive thing you bought without your husband knowing?
I bought a $900 wagon for my kids.
Now,
oh, wow, I bet they really liked that. That sounds fancy.
Was it like a motor rod?
Uh-huh. It's basically like a pack and play on wheels.
Oh.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Sized wagon? Like, what kind of wagon are we talking?
It's called a Wonderfold wagon.
And what did Dad think?
He was not happy at first.
It's like,
you don't need that.
Wait, hang on. Is this one of those things where you tell them how much you saved first?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I had a coupon.
Yeah, you're like, listen,
oh,
listen, I saved 15% on this. And he's like, okay. So is he cool with it now?
Yes, he loves it now. We call it the swaggin.
The swaggin' wagon.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Lee. Hey, thank you so much for being on with us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you too. See ya.
Oh, that's awesome. Meg said, all new flooring for the house.
Whoa!
Without hubby knowing. And I was all like, well, how do you handle that? Said he was shocked but grateful that she took care of it without him having to stress about it. He was on a golf trip, so when he came home, voila!
Well, you know what? I think I'd probably be the same. Like, if my wife... well, she's done this before. She has thrust me into home improvement projects. But if she had, you know, all of a sudden taken care of something that I was like, you know what? I need to get to the floors. I go off on a trip or whatever. I come back and the floors are done. I'm like, all right,
That's cool. Thank you. You know,
they look good. That's awesome. I didn't have to do it. That is fantastic.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, Sandy, my ex, she capitalizes ex.
Uh-oh.
My ex-husband bought a motorcycle without consulting me. Brand new. And then after we separated, he bought two more. Wow.
Oh, that is a lot. Oh, Gretchen texted. Yeah, she's like, I got Botox for $500. He didn't know. How many women out there doing the same thing?
Oh,
like,
my God.
You know, I got to run an errand, and then you go get the thing, and then you figure out a creative way to pay for it without him seeing it.
Oh, my gosh. Nicole said, yeah, I got a Louis Vuitton bag for $3,000. Or partner.
How do you hide that?
She said, I had to pay extra bills. It really didn't work out well in my favor. Oh, man.
And oh, man.
The worst would be having to return it. Like, oh, no, I love the bag, though. I love it.
Oh, gosh, but $3,000. That is a lot to try to either hide or make up.
Brad says, first couple of years that my wife and I were married, I was the only income and we lived check to check. She was a full-time student. If I ever stopped for lunch, she would call me within 5 minutes and swipe on my card and lecture me about packing a lunch.
Oh my gosh, that is pinching the pennies.
Yeah, definitely. He's like, hey, hang on a second. There's $15 on this that, you know, and I can understand if you're on a tight budget where it's like, we need that, blah, 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 blah. Anyways,
right, stop going out to eat.
Right. Brad says, I got home from work one evening and she had bought a $1,000 camera. Said that she felt bad about buying it, so she bought me one too. Oh my gosh.
What? Oh, wow.
Oh, shoot.
Okay.
All right,
she's like, don't buy the $15 lunch, but here's the camera I spent $1,000 on. Isn't it nice?
Oh, Brooke texts in, wasn't it Ben that bought a refrigerator and it didn't fit? Listen, I did. I did buy a refrigerator, and yes, you are correct. It didn't fit initially.
But she knew about that, though, right?
She did.
You didn't buy it without her knowledge.
Right, this is
what you buy without their knowledge.
Right.
Hey, honey, I bought a new appliance today.
Right, exactly. All right, great, fantastic. Anyways, these are some good stories. If you want to contribute, you always can. Text it to us, 502-795-1997, or tweet at Ben and Kelly Show.
I bought a $15,000 horse for our daughter?
Without telling you!
Oh, my God!
This horse better win the Kentucky Derby!
Oh, my God!
Oh, I love it. I love it. So what started as a simple Luke Skywalker figurine purchased for $500 with money that wasn't really rightfully his kind of turned into a what did you purchase without your partner knowing?
There are many, many answers to that question.
We got a text from Catherine who said, I bought a $5,000 Chanel bag without telling my husband. But he bought a Tesla without telling me.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And a Rivian, which is also a pricey vehicle.
Oh, shoot.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, wow.
Brittany said, I bought a $15,000 horse for our daughter.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Wait a second. Wait, do they have a place to store the horse? Do they live in a farm? She says, no.
Yeah.
So that's more to the story.
Oh my God.
She rides at a barn, so we pay for boarding it, which is basically the same as our mortgage. I have a saint for a husband.
Oh my gosh.
She says, I do the finances for our family, so it's not really fully aware of the real price.
Oh
my gosh.
A listener said, I bought a 12-foot skeleton for $400 and thought I could hide it until I actually put it up, but the box alone is 5 feet wide. He wasn't amused at all.
That must have been that Home Depot skeleton. I want one so bad. They're so cool.
Christina said, I bought an $86,000 truck and tried to hide it in the garage without letting my partner know.
Oh my gosh. Like, they're gonna find out.
Right.
They're gonna find out.
They're gonna know.
Okay.
All right. So anyways,
that's bold.
Yeah. Bold move, my friends.
One more.
Okay.
Z said, y'all doing stories, right? Me and my little bro bought a fireplace without telling our parents. Oh,
okay.
Oh, dang.
I'm assuming he's talking about one of those maybe like portable, like a solo stove or
maybe,
something like that.
Or a ventless fireplace or something. I don't know how. There's got to be a backstory to that.
Parents walk up to their room. There's something different about your
What's
room.
What's going on here?
Oh, that's good stories.